This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Juan McCartney is sponsored by Bonneville Bones, Burger King, C5, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, Inventive Intellect, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to The Revolution. This is yours truly, Calhoun Ankusara, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III. I'm happy to be here with you on a Friday. Today is Friday early, right, producer? Yeah? I think so, yeah. Friday the 17th of June, 2022. And so Brother Juan has asked me to take The Revolution for a spin around the block. And so I'm happy for those of you who are going to join us today here on Guardian 96.9 FM for another edition of The Revolution. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about Father's Day and relationships and, you know, the stuff that daytime reality TV and even nighttime reality TV is kind of made of. But we want to get to the root of some of these things. And you know, I want to say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. In case I forget, before the end of the show, Sunday is Father's Day, so make sure that father or that person who's in your life, maybe taking the place of your father, get them a little bit of love, man. Make sure they get some love on Sunday, a little appreciation. You know, especially if they're a Boston Celtics fan, you know they need a little extra love because Boston get blown blows. You know what I mean? My old man is a hardcore Boston fan, and so I was feeling it for him last night. You know, he would have been, you know, a little hurt, you know. But in any event, before we dive into to Father's Day, I know I was trying to get some guests up on Zoom last minute because the Holy Coptic Church, where I'm the head pastor here in Nassau, Bahamas, we have an event coming up next Saturday. That's June 25th, International Culture Day 2022, right out at the Fish Fry, the Heritage Site, Fish Fry. And it's going to be an event that we have hosted before in different locations, whether it was in Bayonetown or Grahamstown. This year, we're going to be out at the Fish Fry, and just in case you've never experienced it before, the International Culture Day is one that allows for us to kind of dip back into what our culture really is, you know, playing marbles, jump rope, finding those treats that you may not have found that you used to eat as a child, bouncy castle, games, and then we can have music. Bodine will be in the house, Landlord will be in the house, Paul and Tanya Hanna, the Jazz Cats will be in the house. So we got a pretty exciting lineup. We even got Colors Junkanoo. You know, Chris Justillian came through in a big way for us. So Colors Junkanoo is gonna be in the place. I know that I'm not sharing everything because there's so much going on and there's things that's actually happening as I speak, because next week is basically right here. But June 25th, and it's going to be happening not only in Nassau, Bahamas. It's going to be actually taking place in London. It's going to be taking place in South Carolina. It's going to be taking place in Trinidad. So there is an online experience, and you can look for International Culture Day on Facebook. The page is being updated as we speak, the event page. But you have an opportunity to experience the international aspect of culture and the footprints of African culture all across the diaspora, at least where we will be next Saturday. You can come on Zoom and you can check out, you know, the various entertainment, games, etc. All over the world. I know even in Nassau, we even expect to have the Bahamian Circus. You know, our brother Jarvis and his team is expected to be out there. So it's a lot going on, and I just want to make sure that people are aware of it. We do still have booths that are available, so if you're interested in getting a booth, that's next Saturday. Just make sure you hit us up, 426-1148, 426-1148, and hit us up. But I'll throughout the show, I'll be reminding people that they can get booths. And I want to say thank you to some of our sponsors later down in the show. I don't want to miss anybody, but I got to get my list together. But in any event, we got Father's Day that is upon us. And, you know, you always hear the cries of the fathers, right? On Mother's Day, you see all these big baskets. You see teddy bear. You see perfume. You see, you know, you name it. I mean, baskets galore, right? And I don't know if I missed them. Y'all could help me out. Because maybe I missed them, but as I was driving around today, I don't really see the booths with the baskets all over the place, you know. And that's a sign of something, you know. I dare to say, you know, that the mothers are definitely doing their part and a little bit more, you know. So shout out to all of the good mothers out there. Shout out to the grandmothers. Shout out to the aunties. The big sisters, the little sisters, you know, we got to give y'all props, and, you know, may is y'all time. But we got some good men out here who are definitely holding it down. And I don't think we really look at not only the men who are there and doing what they're supposed to do as far as being a father, right? And no father is perfect. No person is perfect. But the ones who at least are intentional about being there as a father, right? We want to talk about that, but then we want to also dive into some of the dynamics of how our experiences as families in this society, because I don't want to just say slavery. When you say slavery, you think way, way, way back, but we still experiencing a global system that is affecting the families. So we want to talk about that. Was there a call coming through just now, producer? Ali? I thought I saw a call. Anyway, but we want to talk about some of the works of our dear Bibi, or the female pope, Dr. Frances Cress Welton. And she wrote a book called The Isis Papers, The Keys to the Colors. And too often we ignore the works of the black scholars, the black psychiatrists, the people who actually have gone through what many of us have gone through or are going through, but took the time to make it a life's work to try to understand why we as a people are going through what we're going through. And so if you've never read the ISIS papers, you know, you really need to get your hands on it. And of course, they've made this word ISIS a bad word now, but it's much older than the terrorist group, right? And I'm saying this to say that the work here of Dr. Frances Cress Welton, it helps us to understand why some of the things that we're seeing in our communities are happening. Why aren't men in the home like we should be in many instances? We know that there are many men that are there, and we're going to talk about that too. But for the ones that are not there, why is that happening, right? And obviously it's Father's Day, so we're focusing more on the men, but we know it happens the other way around too, right? But why is it happening? This idea of teenage pregnancy, this idea she talks about child or black child parents. Chapter 22 of her book, right? And I wanted to touch on this because, you know, we could talk about Father's Day and we could talk about a lot of different things, but I really like to try to kind of get to the bottom of the problems that we have in our society, right? And so we're gonna start here in this particular, and yes, this ain't a regular show. I just following instructions of my good brother. He said, man, I'm gonna teach the people something today, man. Let them hear something different today. And so I can definitely oblige him. And for those of you who appreciate it, hey, we're here. For those who definitely was waiting for one today, I apologize. You know what I mean? I won. All right. So we can tap into this. We'll take some calls. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. I'll say it slower when the lines open up. Of course, we are streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com. And our text line is also open, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, powered by BTC. And so those texts, you can start ringing them in now if you wish. But I want to start here. We're talking Father's Day, but from a different perspective. And this is from the chapter. She talks about black child parents, the new factor in black genocide. So black genocide is real. We live in a society that wasn't built by us. We speak a language that's not our language. We are in an education system that's not our own. And so I want to say kudos to our minister, Glennis Hannah Martin, and the team, Dr. Chris I want to say Curry, right? I watching basketball last night. I'm trying to make sure I ain't calling my name wrong. Dr. Chris Curry. For helping to put things in a better perspective historically, you know, in the curriculum, right? Because nothing we do formally in this country doesn't have the fingerprints of racism, white supremacy, or colonialism on it. That's just something we gotta realize, right? But on page 263 of the ISIS papers by Dr. Francis Cress-Welsen, on the second paragraph, for those who may have it, it says, in the Old Testament of the Bible, the prophet Isaiah says, where there is no vision, the people will perish. We've heard this, many of us, all of our lives. You know, this is a very cliche term used by politicians and pastors alike, right? But here she goes on to say, vision means the ability to understand the present in its totality. So do we really understand the present in its totality? Yes, we are going to celebrate Father's Day. We're going to celebrate those fathers who are doing what is said fathers are supposed to do. And I'm saying is said because many times fathers are looked at as an ATM machine. Many times fathers are looked at as a bully or a pit bull. I can call my daddy. I can call my husband. Right? And I'm not saying that's not a part of being a father. Yes, you should protect your family. And yes, you should make sure that they're financially within means. That's definitely a part of it. But we as men have much more to offer. And so the question I'm asking today is, do we really understand the totality of what we're facing in the present? Because this is what vision means. Vision doesn't mean only having a plan for the future. Vision also means having a blueprint for the present. All right? And so this idea of vision, right, she talks about, she says, this vision it means the ability to understand the present in its totality and to organize one's behavior in the present to meet successfully the challenge of circumstance, present and future. So are we organizing our behavior to ultimately meet successfully the challenges of our circumstances? Are we actually, is there a plan? Are we having these conversations? I see people, you know, you drive around, you see people catching themselves, having a drink, you know, having a smoke, whatever they're doing. But are we using our time wisely? Are we just waiting for the news to come on again to find out that another young black man has been killed? Because every, you know, it's usually young black men, right? Are we using our time wisely? Because men got to step up and be men. You understand? It's important that we have these conversations as men and hold each other accountable. I don't mean beat each other up. I mean hold each other accountable. Learn about what it is that we may be struggling with. Everybody got to struggle. Everybody got a struggle. Let me say that again. Everybody got a struggle, especially in this day and time. Some of us wear it a little better than others. Some of us may keep the smile on our face. Some of us may not turn it into high blood pressure and diabetes and cancer. But we all are facing it in some way, shape, or form. And so we got to organize our behavior, right? And that organization of our behavior usually comes through some form of fraternal group or social group or family or church or whatever the case may be. But we got to find a body that allows for us to express ourselves as men without feeling judged, without feeling that we're going to be attacked, without feeling like we're going to lose our manhood because we may look a little vulnerable or feel a little vulnerable, because at the end of the day, we all have our vulnerable moments. But we have to have these conversations. She goes on to say, Dr. Frances Cress-Welsin in the ISIS paper, page 263, he says, a people that does not understand and thus fails to teach each generation that potential mothers and fathers must be able to carry out and contain basic functions. Basic functions means going far beyond mere material provisions, right? In relationships with their children as a people without a vision. So let me say that again. She is saying that a people that does not understand and thus fails to teach each generation that potential mothers and fathers must be able to carry out certain basic functions in relationships with their children is a people without vision. Are we having the conversations with our children that maybe our parents didn't have with us? But then some would ask, well, how could we have the conversations with our children that our parents didn't have with us? Because we didn't have those conversations. And the problem is an even more complex one now when you have teenagers having children or people who are not really experienced in life or psychologically mature enough to carry on the realities of a parent. Let me just tell you right now, I look at my parents different every day, understanding what they were doing and what they were able to do with what they had. I'm grateful even more now as a parent than I was as a child. And that's natural. As a child, you don't really understand. But if we're not having these conversations with our children, if we're not able to say to our children, one day you have to be able to do fill in the blank. If we're not having those conversations, then she is saying that we are a people without vision. And so clearly this is why we are failing on so many levels, and we need to have the conversation. So we're diving in deep on the deep end. We didn't walk in on the shallow end today. We dove straight in. All right. It's 36 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Kahunanku Sarah, with you on the revolution. We're gonna open up the lines 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. We're talking Father's Day, but we're also talking a little bit of family and parenting as well. All right, keep it locked here on 96.9 FM.
Frank, what you doing?
Looking at some new insurance options, Uncle Joe.
Insurance? You should have asked me. I've got a guy on Collins Avenue who does my motor insurance. My home policy is through a lady I work with. Now, Johnny from the gym, he's going to hook me up with medical and life. Now, for pensions, I'd like to spread that one around a little bit.
Or I could call CG Atlantic. They do all of that.
With all the insurance and pensions cover you need in one place, we're like an uncle that doesn't give you bad advice. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covered me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM, the revolution with Juan McCartney. But no, I am not Juan McCartney. This is Calhoun Uncle Sarah. Happy to be here in your company on this Friday. Yes, Friday all day, the 17th of June, 2022. And we're talking a little bit about Father's Day before we dive back into our discussion. I want to remind you that International Culture Day 2022, brought to you by the Holy Coptic Church and Tree of Eternal Life, happening next Saturday, June 25th, over there at the Fish Fry Heritage Site. Make sure you check us out. Booths are still available, so you can reach out to us, 426-1148, 426-1148. We'll talk more about it as the show goes on. But Father's Day. Talking about this idea of having a vision for our people, for our country, and what this vision means. So we diving into the work of Dr. Francis Cress Welton, the ISIS Papers. If you haven't read this particular work before, I think it's important that our leaders especially dive into these work, because if you're going to address the issues of a nation, you really should understand how the professionals that have taken the time to make it a life's work to understand how we, as people of African descent, Black people, how we think and why we think the way that we think. You know, the years of research have been placed into a book that can actually help us right now, today, in this country. And so Dr. Francis Cress Welton is saying, like in the book of Isaiah, where it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. We are, in many instances, in trouble in this country. And oftentimes when we talk about vision, we are talking about maybe the plans that a government has for a five-year term, etc. But it's a little bit more than that, all right? We're talking about the totality, being able to understand the present right now in its totality, all right? And so Dr. Francis Cress Welsin is saying a people that does not understand and thus fails to teach each generation that potential mothers and fathers must be able to carry out certain basic functions in relationships with their children is a people without vision. So if we're watching dysfunctional behavior in the home, which we are in many instances, whether it is from our home or is watching television, which is literally showing us dysfunction on what they call reality TV, a people that are programming a generation to see reality as dysfunctional, that's strategic. That's strategic because a lot of craziness we watching, that ain't reality. Not at all. It goes on to say, page 263 of this prolific work, a people amongst whom just anyone produces a child at any time without any serious thought or consideration, without any group recognized standard for parenthood. Group recognized standard for parenthood. I think we still have that in this country, but it needs to be highlighted more. Right? It can't just be take your children to church, make sure they're in school, make sure you got food on the table, make sure they have clothes on their back, and make sure you got a roof over their head. That's starting. That's a good start. But we got to get a little bit more detailed in that. We got to have some things in place, like a rites of passage program or something that says to the next generation, this is what is expected of you by this community. You understand? If not, the expectations that they're trying to meet is in pop culture. You understand? So without any recognized standard for parenthood, right, it leaves the people on the brink of disaster. This idea that I just can make sure my children straight and I ain't worrying about your children, that's a recipe for disaster, because after you raise your child, you send them to college and they come back as a doctor, a lawyer, or Indian chief, who they can marry around here? Who they can function with around here? If you didn't take the time when all the children was playing in your yard to use that opportunity to seed a little bit of common sense into all of them. I love when my children bring their friends in the yard because I can talk to all of them. And I don't necessarily know what their parents saying to them, but I know what I say to my children. And I know what I say to my children, to my children's friends. It goes on, and she's talking more from the perspective of a Black American, but we know the diaspora is very similar around the globe. But she says many Black people's understanding of the roles of mother and father is limited to the view of mothers as females who simply give birth to children, and fathers as males who simply impregnate women. That can't be the ultimate definition. The act of creating new life is taken so lightly that school children sing and joke about it, being provided such songs by their elders. Now, what's interesting is Dr. Francis Cress Welsin also talks about the fact that we are the only Black people who will demean our women, demean our families, demean, talk about killing each other, and call it music industry, and call it a hit song. You try with some other race and see what they do. See if they let you keep playing it over and over again. Try it and see what happens. You wouldn't get too far with it. I tell you right now. Record companies make millions of dollars playing cheap songs about what fun it is to bring a child into the world, when this should be the most highly respected exchange between a man and a woman. We don't talk about sexual reproduction. It's very taboo. We make it seem as if it's something nasty to talk about. See, because you could talk about it in the context of science. You could talk about it in the context of biology. You could talk about it in the context of building a family. You cannot build families in a natural way without sexual intercourse. But when we hide these things from our children, guess what? They go to their friends and they talk to their friends about what these things are supposed to be or what they think is supposed to be. when we are the ones who's supposed to engage our children before their friends. I could tell you my parents, by the time my friends came to me, I was I had already had an earful from my parents. My mother was a nurse at the time. She moved into social work, but she was a nurse at the time. So she used to pull out her charts and show me the female reproductive system, the male reproductive system. And yes, children study these things in school, but it got to be more than just academic. We got to talk about the social ramifications of these things because, again, we're celebrating Father's Day, but how are we becoming fathers? How are we, why we don't have a bunch of baskets on the side of the road for this, for these fathers? They say all the fathers getting is crab and rice. Right? It goes on. It says, yet for us as a people, the definition of a parent is becoming limited to a person who has participated in producing an offspring. Even though many of these persons are unprepared to participate fully in the development of those offspring. So, again, many of us need help as parents. You understand? The same way we come together to do what any social group or organization does to help a community, we got to have organizations that help parents. And I know that, again, I know some of these things exist. We got to make sure people know about it. And we got to make it sexy. You know what I mean by that? I mean, you shouldn't feel like there's something wrong with you because you're getting together to learn some parenting skills from people who have shown that they are great parents. We got to call producer. 323-622-3232-54316. 325-4259. Caller, you are on the revolution.
Good day, Kahua and Kusara.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Everything cool, man.
Good.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Thank you. Same to you, brother.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle, you hit the nail on the head again. My Father's Day, what do you get? Just grab it.
That's what the people... I said, Uncle. You see the baskets?
No, I see no basket.
We ain't getting no basket again.
We ain't getting nothing. We getting the daily crab right off the road.
My Lord, the scavengers.
Uncle, mm-hmm. Remember, just like, let's see, but 15 years ago, when I wrote my crab song, Just Crab,
yes,
the Father's Day, you
yes.
picked me up. And remember when you picked me up off Arawaki, when there was that song competition.
My Lord.
And then yes. y'all put me up inside the Dunderson thing to perform my song.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Just Crab, the Father's Day. And that's all we ever get.
Yeah.
Crab. And you know, I can say I'm a different kind of crab you can get, but you know what I did.
Yeah. No, you're right, brother. And so the conversation now, we can't just every year complain about just getting crops. We got to figure out why. What's the why behind it? What's your why? Why you think this happening?
The why to me, it seems to be that, well, we don't deserve nothing. Anything that come pick up off the ground, you just get them, and that's okay. But then the expectation is different on Mother's Day. Mother's Day want us to buy a gift. They don't want no crab. And some of them do eat crab on Mother's Day, but you know,
Yeah.
Different. And yeah. But I mean, I guess it's the way old society was brought up under basically, right, I mean, for the past couple of generations, a single parent mostly, huh?
Yeah.
And to be brought up under a single parent without the father there, it'd be difficult sometimes, especially for the male children. You know that, right? Because I mean, it's like they ain't really got no one to talk to. Mom telling them all kind of things about Papa, even if it's true or lies. And you got to take what Mama say, even if it's a lie or the truth. Or you know, you get beaten for not accepting what she's saying.
Wow.
You know, no, seriously. And today is only the manifestation of the single parent home. You know, in this country, because I mean, like, I guess fathers have to play a role, but then you got to understand with these relationships, you know. Most of the time, I can't say all of the time, but most of the time, when a woman gets pregnant, everything changes with her body chemistry and everything, and she even wanted to change the fellow who got her pregnant. How you believe that, Adrian?
Say it again. She even wanted to change the...
Everything changes with the woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle, and what happened is that even her DNA changed and all when she got pregnant. And
right.
then, through all the changes, she changes the baby daddy. Wow. She don't want to deal with the one who impregnated her.
So explain that now. When you say she changed, you mean she changing the same person into another
the person?
Person
who have impregnated, or she who going... impregnated the woman, who have impregnated her. Be it married or single, you know. Because the woman's body goes through different changes, and I guess a man is up to be going through an extreme of the woman who you used to know, she have a baby inside her. And in reality, me, the question I ask, if the baby having the woman or the woman having the baby.
Mm.
Because, I mean, like, it'd be, like, almost pathetic. I mean, all depends on the relationship. You know, you could cope with it. But, I mean, like, it'd be extreme sometimes. And it doesn't really hold out to say unless the two persons are really, they really want to see the manifestation of a family.
Okay. You know? Okay.
But most of the time, it'd be like, well, there's outside influence probably telling the woman, you know, you see that your belly was swelling up? I want you to know one thing. Ain't no man that make that.
Mm.
Woman has made that. God has make life.
Mm.
So you figure that one out.
I appreciate you. Go on, my brother.
Yeah. You take it easy.
Yeah, my brother.
All right.
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. We've got another caller on the line here on the Revolution on 96.9 FM. Caller, you're live. Are you there, caller? Can you hear?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you today?
I am wonderful. Listen, I am happy.
I got a female voice. I'm glad they have a female voice.
Yay, yay.
I want to hear your side of this conversation.
For sure. You're going to hear it today.
Yes, ma'am.
Should I go ahead?
Go ahead, please.
Okay, sure. So I was just actually called by someone at a member of the press conference that we had yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Introducing a campaign
mm-hmm.
with regards to helping families with their developing and creating happy families.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is actually our motto. It's the motto of, or the mission of Marriage Children Family Alliance.
What and you saying R, what's the name of the group?
Okay, the group is NOD Connections, National Organization,
mm-hmm.
Development Connections International.
Okay.
And
say it again slowly for us, please.
Okay, mm-hmm. National
mm-hmm.
Organization,
mm-hmm.
Development
mm-hmm.
Connections International.
Okay.
We are a social enterprise
mm-hmm.
with a nonprofit arm mm-hmm. called MCFAM, and that is the acronym for Marriage Children Family Alliance.
Marriage Family Children Alliance.
Marriage Children Family Alliance.
Marriage Children Family. Okay.
And we are very concerned about the fatherlessness in our home.
Yeah.
With the creation of families, the structure of family, and the function of family, which is severely deprived when the father is not in the home.
Yeah.
And we must do something about it, and we've started, the press conference was about launching our program called, a campaign actually called Bahamas Strong Families Forever.
Oh, I love it.
BSFF campaign, and we are inviting the nation
mm-hmm.
to join in this movement towards strengthening families and to look at those hard questions. As it relates to how families are created and how they are maintained.
Yes.
Many times we have, like I heard you say, it just came on.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't talk about the fact that, you know, as one of my colleagues would have said in the past, it was love, marriage, then a carriage.
And right.
They seem to have changed patterns.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the implications of this on our society.
Yeah.
On economics, on cultural and social.
Mm-hmm.
And we are about bringing the education and bringing the awareness and to help persons recognize that, you know, it's all in really our hands. Many times we blame the government, we blame this and
mm-hmm.
For government's own purposes, they will, you know, many times presume to have the answers. But
mm-hmm.
we really have, as families, have the power
yep.
to change, you know, the direction of how our nation is going.
Yeah.
And so we want to help families to recognize Mm-hmm. Because the truth is there mm-hmm. in terms of how God, our Heavenly Father, intended for families to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we must start the conversation and start helping families
mm-hmm.
to, particularly the mostly women and men, to recognize that we need to work together.
Right,
and we don't want to alienate fathers, and that's what we have been doing.
Wow.
By trying to say that, okay, we can do it by ourselves, we can have the children by ourselves, and mm-hmm. we cannot.
No.
We as women cannot do it by ourselves. We try our best, and we, put on a facade, and but we need the men.
Yeah.
In the home to
yeah.
be able to be a protection for children
mm-hmm.
coming into, that home.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, we need teaching as it relates to marriage and strengthening
yeah.
the marital relationship, because
mm-hmm.
Children are left vulnerable for two reasons. One, they are born outside of wedlock, and two, when there's a divorce or
right.
breakdown. And so this is a conversation we need to talk about, and this is what our organization is about, promoting through Bahama Strong Families Forever campaign, and we're inviting partners.
Yes.
And we're grateful to have a number of them already.
Yeah.
But we will be continuing, our promoting and scouting.
Yeah, man. I see we got to run to the news, but are you on Facebook or anything?
On Unlimited, we're building up that
okay.
capacity, but we will be doing
well, whenever,
in a bigger way.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Whenever you have, I'm on Facebook, Anku Sara, AnkuSara. So whenever you have your website, Facebook, etc.
Okay.
Link me to it so I can help you promote it.
Okay, wonderful. Because we have a number of activities actually coming up. In fact,
mm-hmm.
before you leave, we have a Thanksgiving in June.
Okay.
That celebrates Fathers. It will be at the end of the weekend.
Okay.
And you're going to get crab, but you're going to also get the regular holiday meal in June.
You only had us?
Turkey and
more
ham
than just
and all of the stuff that you have for holidays. That's how much we want to celebrate Fathers.
Thank you
we
so much.
We want to celebrate them. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Thank you for entertaining us.
Yes, indeed. So, listen, we got help out, Fathers. Make sure you tune in to my Facebook page, and we're going to push this this effort more. But we're going to run to news here on 96.9 FM, The Revolution. Keep it locked.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind, Wilmax Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIV drug plans cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Father's Day is not just about celebrating dads. It's about celebrating all that our dads are. Our protectors, our husbands, and our oldest friend. This Father's Day, don't forget to tell him, "I'm so glad you're mine," with a gift from Bonneville Bones.
Bonneville Bones. A statement in fashion.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Regulators at the FDA authorized the first shots for infants and preschoolers, paving the way for vaccinations to begin next week. CDC advisor and pediatrician Dr. Sarah Long says these shots are needed.
These very clear data should just decimate the myth that this infection is not life-threatening in this age group.
Dr. Peter Marks was asked which is better, Pfizer or Moderna.
I would say parents should feel comfortable getting either one of these.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf says too many unvaccinated kids have been hospitalized or died.
Although the numbers, as we've stressed, are not large in children, I mean, children shouldn't have these outcomes. It's just an unnecessary tragic event that could have been prevented.
There's one step left. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends how to use vaccines. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio. You're here with Calhoun Ankusara, and we've been talking Father's Day, we've been talking family, etc., etc. I want to remind you that June 25th is International Culture Day. The Holy Coptic Church and Tree of Eternal Life is presenting a wonderful event next Saturday over at the Fish Fry, the Heritage Site. We want to thank our many sponsors, such as Colors, Just Music, Sip and Sip, Sip Sign and See, Thompson Trading, Direct Waste Management, Lead, YPP, Pepsi, Supreme Radio, Guitar Center, Mario's, Extra Food Cares, Righteous Jewels, and a whole lot more. All right, it's an international event, so it'll be held not only here in the Bahamas, but also in the UK, over in London, Trinidad and Tobago, and Greenville, South Carolina. There's an online component, so you can view it online if you're not in one of those locations, or you can just come out next Saturday and enjoy the festivities. We got Bodine on top, we got Landlord, we got Paul and Tanya Hanna, we got the Jazz Cats, Bouncy Castle. We're going to be honoring a few people in the community. So it's going to be a great day, all right? In the studio, we have a guest. Before we jump to our callers, Brother DeWitt is here to talk about a wonderful opportunity. First thing tomorrow morning is the first of its kind, a Father's Day walkathon, correct, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so tell us about it. Tell us about it, who's bringing it to us, and how we can get involved.
First of all, let me thank God.
Yes.
And secondly, let me thank Vaughn McCartney for allowing me to be here. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, let me thank you to be in your presence of being here.
No problem.
Our event is our first annual Father's Day Walkathon. It's in collaboration with the Minister of Health and Wellness, which is our Member of Parliament for Tall Pines, Dr. Michael Dowell. Mm-hmm. So he decided to do something different because as him being the Minister of Health, I think it's only fair to push health and wellness in your community, but throughout the wider community of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, God Spare Life will be our first Father's Day walkathon, and it will be starting at our headquarters on Fayette Avenue. It's right up from Rubus Gas Station. You can't meet it. You can come out, get your T-shirts. We have breakfast. We have refreshments. It's just an event that it's not only a Father's Day thing, but it's also dealing with health and wellness. And there's so many things in our country, you know, when we look at obesities, we look at overweight, you know, we look at all our illness. And this is the start of a beginning of something in Tall Pines that I can put my name on it, that it's more to come, much more to come.
Yeah, yeah. So the event itself begin. What time would if I'm not registered and I want to be a part of it? Do I have to go online or can I come straight out there and register?
No, you don't have to go online. This event is for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know,
this is not just for men.
Anybody could come. Okay. We want the support and we want to promote health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And hey, who's more better to promote it than the Minister of Health and Wellness?
Yes.
So in collaboration with him and Tall Pines and the people in Tall Pines, you know, this is what we're going to do. And there are bigger and better things ahead to come when it comes to health and wellness in Tall Pines.
I'm very happy to hear that. Now, is there a fee involved?
No, free of charge.
Oh, it's free?
Free of charge. T-shirts are free of charge.
We ain't got no excuse.
No, sir. No, sir. And I think we'd have, I think they'll have nurses on there, on board too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, come on, man. You all people who like to walk in, like the Western area, you're part of us. Let's join together because we're fighting for the common cause. One common goal, that's health and wellness.
Yes. And now, how long are we going to be walking tomorrow? What's the route? How far?
Nah, I know part of the route.
Okay.
You see, I'm not going to say.
So approximately, is it 3 miles?
Okay.
5 miles?
I would look like, I look at that, basically for what I understand it, to a point, I subject to be corrected. I think it's about 2 miles.
Okay.
2 miles or something like
that. So it's very doable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, what if I want to run? I could run too?
You could run, walk, jog, bring your wheelchair, bring anything. Okay. Just come out and support.
Okay. Is there any information online? You have a Facebook page up or anything like that? Or is it just, you just got to come out there and
you manage to register? No.
I mean, just to pass the word along as well. To let people know that this is happening. You got something online? Or?
I do.
Right.
But I do not have the direct contact.
So what to do? Make sure when you get it, link it to my page, Uncle Sarah.
No problem.
Link it to Juan's page so we can push it around.
Yes, sir.
And make sure people, because I think, like you say, the Minister of Health, putting some healthy initiatives in place, giving people opportunity. will there be prizes if you come in, or just that food? You come in, you get a breakfast.
Now you see, one thing what I can say with Dr. Dowell, he always is pulling a rabbit out of the hat.
Okay.
So I don't know if there will be surprises, but it might be.
Yeah,
knowing
yeah.
him, it might be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I also want to share something with persons in particular in Tall Pines. I want y'all to get ready for the arrival. I can say urban renewal in Tall Pines.
Okay.
All right. This is the first time it's ever been done in Tall Pines, which in Tall Pines at one point was Blue Hills.
Okay.
So under the leadership of our member of parliament, which is Dr. Michael Dowell, Tall Pines will now have an urban renewal very, very soon. And I want people to understand something. DeWitt, who knows me, I'm not going to put my name on something that's not going to become a reality. So people just have a very, very short time and we'll have our urban renewal and we will do different events in Tall Pines. You know, a lot of people were asking me, DeWitt, you know, you're not seeing Dr. Dowell. Mm-hmm. But I try to explain to the people that when Dr. Dowell became the member of parliament for Tall Pines is that he took on a real, real tough task. Mm-hmm. And the tough task is that he came face on with this COVID situation.
Yeah.
So his time was valued, yes, for Tall Pines, but it was also valued greater for the wider community of the Bahamas, because, you know, I must give him credit and his team for bringing this COVID situation numbers to some sort of, you know, that we could be able to handle it. We could have our country open and we could have some sort of normalcy. So people, now that the numbers are down, I can go on record again and say that you will be seeing Dr. Davil and things happening in Tall Pines that you can be happy about, because people who know me, I'm a very excited person when it comes to my area, and I will do my best to happen.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So one more question that just jumped up. Will participants have to wear a mask or bring a mask, or can they walk mask free? Is that something that's been discussed, or
they should
keep one on hand?
You should, personally, my brother, when I ride in the mornings and I see people wearing masks, I am trying to figure out when do they have time to breathe.
Yeah.
Because remember now, when you have on a mask, you're breathing back in the same air.
Yeah.
You're not giving your lungs and your nose time to catch some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, when you're walking, I'm not putting
this. Keep one on you.
Yeah, keep a mask on you. But I don't think that we're gonna be walking with masks. Yeah. No, sir.
Okay. Well, again, tell everybody the place where the event is gonna be starting tomorrow and what time, so we can make sure that we're there on time to register and to be a part of the event.
All right. Once again, God's willing, God's spare life, the weather permits, having our first annual Father's Day Walkathon in Tall Pines. It's in Fayette Avenue. Now, those who come on to Samila Butler, when you come down to Samila Butler, you could either come around the curve and come straight up like you're heading for Coca-Cola. It will be the first corner on the left.
Mm-hmm.
When you turn to that corner, you will face, I think that's Newbert Church on the corner, and you come straight across. Dr. Davil has a billboard up there with the event, and you can't miss us. Stevie Wonder could find us.
Yeah, that's pretty. that's a highly active thoroughfare.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, DeWitt, thank you so much for stopping by. And again, that's tomorrow morning.
God's willing.
Mm-hmm. The event starts at 6:30, so you want to be there before 6:30.
Yes, sir. You should. Yes, sir.
So you want to get there no later than 6 o'clock, I would say, to get registered. This is not only for men. This is for the men, women, and children. Those who may even be in a wheelchair, you are welcome to come and participate. There's going to be food there. You don't have to pay anything
at all.
Okay, so just
come out and walk and give your support. Yes. But before I go, I'd just like to. I don't have a father. My father is in here physically.
Yeah,
and I'd just like to say for the past 11 years and 4 months and a couple of days, I would like to say happy Father's Day to Mr. Leslie Miller.
Mm.
Miller is like a father to me, and I can't come here to not thank him.
And he's be on every walk.
Right. I cannot. Yes. And I think he'll be out tomorrow. I cannot, be here not thanking him for the goodness and for how he has treated me like his own.
Yeah, he's a real
so
one.
Happy Father's Day, Miller, alias Portcake. Love you, sir.
Yeah, man, I think we all love the Portcake on some level, so we definitely want to say happy Father's Day to him and everyone else who's going to be participating tomorrow, and as well as the organizers. Thank you so much, DeWitt.
Thank you very much for allowing me to be here once again. And Avon, enough thanks, enough respect to you, my brother.
Yeah, come get your free T-shirt tomorrow, too.
Free T-shirts, free drinks, free food. Come. Yes, we need this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So we are radio going to run to a break and then dive back into our conversation on Father's Day. And we didn't stray away from the conversation. We just have a practical aspect of it that you can participate in tomorrow. So keep it locked here on 96.9 FM. We've got a couple of callers to jump to as soon as we come back from the break. Keep it locked.
Coke are taking you to the beach with our Ultimate Summer Beach Box. Purchase the box and enter to win day passes, water park passes, beach chairs, towels, and much more. Enjoy the Ultimate Summer Box, which has our iconic chicken sandwich, 2 chicken tenders, 1 side of choice, and a 32-ounce Coca-Cola beverage. With dipping sauce, perfect for a beach day. Fill out the skill question on your receipt, then drop it into the entry box or enter online at Popeye's Bahamas Facebook page.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care.
They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24-hour emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. My name is Calhoun Ankusa-Ra. We're talking family. We've been talking health. A lot of different things. And we're going to run straight to the phones. I know people have been trying to call in for a while now, so I want to get them an opportunity to share. And then we'll jump back into what our discussion was all about. Caller, you're on The Revolution. You're live.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I am great. How are you?
I have a letter I wanted to say about our man in this country.
Yes, sir.
I think that if we're going to get together, we need to get together in unity and strength. Mm-hmm. Not one area doing something, the next area doing the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have so much men sleeping in cars, don't have food to eat. Look at Box down there. That need to put some more money into that and get them off the street.
Mm.
We got a lot of work to do. We the widest. I on the street talking to the young man.
Mm-hmm.
The young man said, "We is not together. We divided."
Yeah.
And then that's the truth. I meet with them every day.
Mm-hmm. Which area are you in?
All the members of Parliament, we need to get together and meet with them and tell them what we have on our mind for our young men and the young women in this country. I know.
Yeah.
I'm calling from the Bahamas Loving Care Association, Sam, the marathon man.
Okay.
I did my homework in this country.
Yes, sir.
We need to get together, be the whitest.
Yeah.
And the young people saying, be the whitest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not one person having something. Let's get together and have one big something one time and work together and try get all of these places where the men them go, and where the women them go, and try to promote them and help them.
Yeah.
Look at the business we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We're not together.
So
and people who have ideas who could work with them, they don't want to work with you.
Well,
I gift it.
Yeah.
And every time I open my mouth, they take my ideas and go with it.
My
but God
Lord
tell me, continue doing it.
Yeah, man.
I know how to get kidneys for people.
Wow.
They say I'm crazy.
Wow.
I can see you later. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate the call, man. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You know, yeah, we're divided. There's a remedy for that, and it begins with just having some dialogue, some communication. We don't have to wait until Father's Day to have initiatives for men, right? Initiatives for families, because at the end of the day, We can't even just be divided amongst men and women, right? We gotta really protect the family, because at the end of the day, the children are the ones suffering, and so we need to have initiatives year round whereby they can culminate around Mother's and Father's Day, or we need to just introduce a Family Day. We got Mother's Day and we got a Father's Day, but when is Family Day? You know, that's something we need to think about. Let's run back to the phone lines. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Caller, you are on The Revolution. Welcome.
Yeah, bless up, Anku.
Hey, bless up, 52.
Yeah, you know, I always can listen. Yeah, of course, I realize how great the human brains is, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you call the lady name Dr. Helsing, I think I remember the name.
Frances Grass Welsing, yes.
Yeah, Welsing, yeah. She's mm-hmm. the lady with the afro hair. She's kind of elderly.
Yeah.
I saw on Hidden Colors. Yeah, she's always conscious. You know, I was just, but I wanted to touch on something that you said. You know, of course, the family's under attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is obvious. The thing is, Anku, there's so many hidden global agendas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you draw light to it, and what really hurts me is, the only thing that can conquer this is unity, the unification of the people. But we wouldn't have that. I don't know if you saw the clip with the PLP supporters and the FNM supporters over the courts, right?
I missed that.
Yeah, it hurt me because they was disparaging against the elderly lady. But I mean, the thing is, I'm wondering if these people, you know, everybody's singing for their supper to move up into the upper, right? But I was wondering, yeah. Why is that? Like, I mean, come on, we got to be bigger than this.
Because there's no agenda.
So, all right, listen to me, Anku. The sky could be falling, mm-hmm. and God could be, something could be happening, and we just still concerned about these things right down to the last drop.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so what I really wanted to touch on was the music.
Okay, go
like
ahead.
Like Urkel and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we obviously have a family problem, you know, with the father. But the daddy day, because my father's in Mount Zion, which is everywhere.
Yeah.
All right? God is ubiquitous, right? He's in me and you.
Right.
So they thought, and so at the bottom, like I say, Anku, we at the bottom, you know, the normal people, the lay, we will always have the most contention because of our lack of knowledge. This is what the people want. Mm-hmm. And when you listen to the music that they're feeding the subconscious and the conscious, I don't know, I'm not a pundit, right?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot do any better because you hear the song saying, load up the Dre, right?
Mm.
Lord, but you know what Dre means, the Draco.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all of the violence that they're embracing. And then you have the young people, we're going to embrace the meta curse that they're calling the meta worse. But the jokers don't even realize the ideology behind technology. They feel as if technology come to save mankind, but the mindless, limited-minded can't see it's all about control, Anku.
Right.
All right? So, you know, God help us all, but have a good daddy day, man. You know what I mean? Bless up still.
Yes, respect, my brother. Brother 52, 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. We got another caller. Let's jump right into it. No, we don't? All right. So, getting a little bit more of Dr. Frances Grass Welsing's work out here into the airwaves, right? She also talks about the crisis in black male, black female relationships. And she asked the question, is it a false problem? Right? And of course, on the surface, you know, 10 out of 10 people would say, of course we have a problem. What do you mean, is there a problem? But she says, this is on page 275 of the book, The ISIS Papers, The Keys to the Colors. And then we're going to run right back to the phone lines. But I just want to share a little bit of this. She says, disenchantment with the institution of marriage, which we see happening on a daily. People are like, I'm not interested in being married. Or, you know, what is this whole idea of marriage, right? Disharmony, disrespect, separation, divorce, single female-headed households, the norm. The absence of male models for developing black male children and youth, epidemic levels of teenage pregnancy, thousands of children abandoned to foster care and adoption, black male bisexuality and homosexuality, black female bisexuality and homosexuality, increasing numbers of black females with more education and income than their black male counterparts, hardly any black persons knowing five happy black couples. Given these dynamics as ever-present realities in the black community, it would seem that there's a crisis of immense and serious proportions in the black male, black, female relationship in the final decades of the 20th century. We know that we've passed that, but we're still in the same predicament. This crisis has far-reaching ramifications that touch every aspect of black life, a larger social order. During the past decade, this apparent problem has been seminar, dialogue, discussed, debated, probed, and shouted about from every conceivable angle. Innumerable remedies have been proposed. No matter from what angle this issue is approached, the problem doesn't disappear. Instead, they seem to multiply, and the alienation between the black male and the black female just increases. If black male, black female alienation is not resolved, it is there hope for a meaningful future for the black race. Case in point, already some blacks are discussing the relationship between the black male and the white female, or the black female and the white male. These discussions indicate that alienation has grown to the point of black racial suicide. Dr. Francis Cress-Belson. And I'm going to pause there. We're going to jump back to the phone lines, and I'm going to take some texts. Caller, you're on the revolution. What say ye?
Well, I am so interested in what you have been saying by the person that you cited.
Francis Cress-Belson, the ISIS. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. It's great research that has been done here. Mm-hmm. There. And again, we are interested in research in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
because we'll see that more than likely it's national.
Right.
And I think when persons see the actual evidence in the country,
right,
they may have a better appreciation for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to you a little bit earlier, and you spoke about a national family day.
Yeah.
Or a day of family day.
Yeah.
Well, we know that International Day of the Family is May 15th.
May
15th, International Day of the Family.
May 15th.
Right.
Okay.
United Nations.
Okay.
But last year, mm-hmm. Our organization, along with the Department of Social Services and Department of, I should say, Family and Gender and Family Affairs,
mm-hmm.
we inaugurated a National Family Week.
Okay.
And so I heard another caller speak, maybe spoke about the need for a campaign year-round.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what we're doing at North Connections. You did speak with me a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
is resonating
mm-hmm.
What you're saying and what we are trying to do.
Powerful.
And so National Week, Family Week, was inaugurated by then Prime Minister Minnis. He signed a proclamation. Mm-hmm. And we join countries like the United States, Australia, Canada, who have had National Family Week for many, many years. And so this year, we're working through this campaign that I spoke about,
mm-hmm.
that it will be one of the culminating type of events. And we will continue throughout the year working towards developing the family.
Okay. And which week is National Family Week?
It is July 25th through mm-hmm. the 31st.
July 25th to the 31st. Put it on your calendar. We gonna big this week up and make sure that we put the family, you know, that needs the healing, that needs the communication, that needs all of the things that these great people are offering. We got to make sure that everybody knows about it so we can all benefit from it.
Very much. And one of the things that will be a highlight event is the symposium that we're having during that same week.
Okay.
We have training in the area of family policy and program.
Okay.
That is needed at all spectrums of our society in order for us to really have a focus on the family.
Yeah.
And so we're bringing in a family specialist, a United Nations multiple time presenter, to be at that 2-day symposium that will be held at Super Club The Breezes,
okay.
To help policy makers and decision makers in all organizations, from government, business organizations, civil organizations, all organizations, family organizations, to work towards how they can have a family lens, mm-hmm. when they are making decisions.
Okay.
Many decisions within the government organization many times are based on economics, and we don't have a family a lens when we're making policy, and that is important if we are to see the advancement of family and family really being able to have the capacity to make national contributions.
Yes, indeed. Say the name of the organization for us again, please.
It's NOD Connections, or National Organization Development Connections International, with its nonprofit arm, Marriage, Children, Family Alliance. MCFAM.
Thank you so much for calling in again. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
July 25th to the 31st, Family Week. Let's make sure we participate. Caller, you're on the Revolution, and then we're going to jump to some text here.
Yes.
How are you today?
Not bad.
Good
day. I hope this is truly a revolution, you know.
Yeah, man. You got to make it happen.
You know, because the family in this country, especially the low-income family.
Yeah.
You know, and a family to me is not only a house with a father and a mother and children.
Right.
You know, you get families with one parent.
Mm-hmm.
You get families with no parent.
Mm-hmm.
You get families in this country with adult siblings together. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a problem. In that these people have economic issues. These people have housing issues.
Yeah.
You know, and with the housing issues, these people have wage issues.
Yeah.
So you know, and I don't see anybody addressing these issues adequately.
Right. Adequately. Right.
Yeah. You see, we have a thing. There's a thing called tax credits for developers, for these trust people, and we don't see it here in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
You know, the people develop these homes for low income people. I'm talking about ownership, you know, rental.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see, especially the poor don't own homes; they rent.
Right.
You see, and we need our governments need to if they can't do it on their own, they need to give developers credits that they take to the bank. So in other words, the government credit becomes the equity for their equity.
Right.
So they throw it out a down payment, and thus they can afford to pay the poor people to pay them a low rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, so we in this country got issues, bro, and the media. We need a true revolution show.
Yeah.
No, we don't need a revolution show. The poor people need a revolution.
Yeah.
The middle class is not the poor.
You got to turn it around. Yeah,
right.
That's what a revolution is. You got to turn the circumstances around so that the people could benefit from it. Yep.
The poor people, you know.
Yeah, the poor people.
The middle class don't need a revolution.
Well, it's going to be a domino effect.
It started
the poor people.
Right.
It can benefit everybody. You
right.
Understand? So why not start where people are hurting the most?
And the rich people are not going to like it.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
You see, and that's the problem, man. We need people. I see Miss Erin Green. She got 1 hour. Come on, man.
Yeah. Well,
people need hours.
You got to advocate. You got to call in and get the high ups around here to give us some more time.
Man, you need 2 hours.
Hey, I would love it. Tell them, you know.
You know, we have shows that come here and they talk down to us. They dictate to us and they say, hey, the hell with it. It's their show. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, you know, it's just being on the air is a responsibility, you know. And so I just like to give the opportunity to people like Dr. Frances Kress Welton to share via her books, callers like yourself, an opportunity to share, because this is where the healing starts. We have to have dialogue. We have the Most High gave us the ability to speak so that we could communicate, and so we need to do that. So thank you so much for calling today. And I just want to run to a couple of texts before we go to the next caller. Let's see here. All right. They say, good day, Uncle. They can have International Family Day a week, but Gay Pride Month. It is a worldwide attack against the traditional family. We have to admit it. You know, there's a lot of people who think along them lines, and I definitely know it's an attack on what the traditional family is. So that's a whole nother show. This next text says, Uncle, the fact that we don't teach eugenics and hidden racial agendas, we will stay blinded. Margaret Sanger, the founder of the USA Birth Control League, is a racist and eugenicist. Goes on to talk about, Planned Parenthood, etc. So those are things people really should look up to see exactly what type of policies are out there to affect the family. You see, 50 say, in order to have a revolution, we first need a revolution of the mind and consciousness. Well, that's what my brother Juan McCartney definitely aims to do on this show. This next text is a great show, as we don't we don't want to get married because Nassau woman bigotry. Y'all trying to get me in trouble. I had to read that. That's just too funny. Oh, Lord. It ain't all y'all, right? But they say y'all bigotry, man. I only read what the people say. All right. Let's run to the next caller here on 96.9 FM. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Caller, you are on The Revolution.
Blessings and peace, Dr. Aeneas.
Blessings and peace. I know this voice so well.
God bless you.
Yes, Dr. Aeneas. Yes, ma'am.
Please, sir. I don't mind you reading the text because we're not censoring anyone. But don't laugh, okay? Don't follow them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We are not all diggity. We are not. We are beautiful black
I agree
women.
With you, doctor. I'm so glad the next caller was you.
You just... But yes, sir. So yes, read it, but don't laugh.
Yes.
I encourage them.
Yes.
Yeah, because the bigotiness comes from pain. It comes from a legacy of toting rocks to build our homes alongside our husbands and fathers and brothers. It comes from a legacy of being wounded. Abused. Taken advantage of, disrespected, and yet still having to smile. It comes from the discipline of being kicked or being, really, really denigrated or negated, and yet still having to cook the food for the master and having the discipline and the moral rectitude not to spit in the food. Yeah, man. So it comes from a very powerful Christian Afro-spiritual understanding of our identity and our essence, to knowing that we are spiritual beings passing through these bodies on a journey of the soul and spirit to a lighter life thereafter. We really believe that as Africans. And so therefore, we... the bigotiness comes when we really want to say to our husbands, honey, you know, from Willie Lynch, it comes from a history of Willie Lynch. And this is history. This is sociology. This is, I ain't making up nothing, Papa. I studied this. I studied this. And so, therefore, when I do wear that African cloth on my head, that's a burden. That's a problem.
Wow.
That's a pain. And so it comes from knowing what Willie Lynch said he will do to our husbands and to our sons if we didn't. If we weren't rowdy or bigoted. And so the bigotiness is to help to guide and govern with love and oversight and protection with the men in our lives. And so I just wanted to share that.
No, thank you.
Dr. Aeneas, I want to say happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
I am married to a man now almost 40 years. I've been with him from since I was 17, and I'm 56 years old.
Wow.
And that's Dwight James Higgs. God knows, you know, as he struggles too in this country and life, he really has been a good husband and a good father. And even though people say all sorts of things about me in terms of me advocating for women's rights, you have a beautiful princess, Amina, amongst your boys.
Yes.
And so I know that I have to etch space for Princess Amina amidst the space that the Masonic Lodge would have already etched for men and boys. So I have to try. So that's where that comes from. Not that I'm against my husband or I hate man. I hate him.
Right.
I have one beautiful black son, Chris. We call him Christopher, Christopher the Christ Bearer, and after St. Christopher. And I have two beautiful girls, two beautiful daughters. I really need to make sure they value Christopher. So happy Father's Day.
Yes, thank you.
All of the Bahamian men, God bless you. You too would have passed through all kinds of historical experiences, including going off to the contract and having to leave your families and come back and find out that, you know, some of the children in your house only in yours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
That's the reality. So happy Father's Day. God bless all of you. I wish to celebrate Cheryl Joaquin Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
She is the president of NORD, the National Organization of Development for Families, and MACFAM.
So okay.
It's a movement of marriage and family and alliance movement.
Powerful.
And she is celebrating or leading the charge for National Family Month, which is July.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the Prime Minister would have done a proclamation last year. And so we are anticipating a partnership with government. And so I celebrate her and Erin Brown, persons with disabilities,
mm-hmm.
celebrating those families in need, as well as Stephanie Fritz, with regards to celebrating development for girls and boys. Queen's College, in my estimation, has the best family program.
Mm.
Now, I'm not a Methodist,
right.
And I don't work. I own a Catholic, not Queen's College.
Right, right,
so,
right.
So this is not a free ad for them. It's out of for the past 3 years as Director of Gender and Family Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Queen's College Evening Institute, that's Dr. Reginald Eldon,
mm-hmm.
and Ms. Miller. They offer a training. It's called The 7 Habits of Successful and Effective Families by Stephen Covey.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you very early in the show say that certain things you learned later in life you didn't know. Our parents didn't tell us or teach us. They didn't mean any harm.
No.
But there are certain skills and stratagem of being becoming an empire as a family, a
mm-hmm.
dynasty as a family. And Queen's College has the beautiful first 7 steps, and so I highly recommend a person's calling in, and on Father's Day, maybe even doing a treat where the whole family can go and do that. I
mm-hmm.
think it's a 2-hour call,
okay.
and it could be longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to call in to congratulate you. I'm so proud as you are using historical,
mm-hmm.
Afrocentric, spiritual,
mm-hmm.
Coptic teaching today
mm-hmm.
to elevate our essence and our enlightenment. So God bless you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. This is a pleasant call. Definitely,
yes,
definitely made my day.
Yes, so bye-bye.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
So that's, see, y'all get me in trouble. See, I'm glad the next caller after I had to read this text, but Women Being Bigotry, was my mentor, Dr. Jacinta Hicks. And I think it's important that those conversations happen, because when we see the quote-unquote bigotiness of a mother or just a woman in general, you know, for me, I love to ask, hey, you Mari, I do something. Me. That's how I begin that conversation, because the pain is there, it's real. And so I'm thankful that Dr. Higgs came and brought some clarity to that, you know, and just bigotiness. There's a lot of pain there, you know. We're going to run to a break, and we'll be back here on 96.9 Guardian Radio Revolution. Keep it locked.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Father's Day is not just about celebrating dads. It's about celebrating all that our dads are. Our protectors, our husbands, and our oldest friend. This Father's Day, don't forget to tell him, I'm so glad you're mine, with a gift from Bonneville Bones.
Bonneville Bones, a statement in fashion, a night on the town. Find us Bay Street, Molly Marathon, at Bonneville Bones.
Forget those boring socks this Father's Day. Show Dad you care with something more personal. Get a gift he'll cherish and remember forever from Inventive Intellect. Leather and nylon wallets, baseball caps, neckties, keychains, mugs, flasks, customized dog tags, t-shirts, and more. Plus, we've got some custom boxes starting from only $10. We've got everything you can imagine for a special, personalized Father's Day at Inventive Intellect. Sunlight Cottage off East Street North. Call us today at 676-5811 or 821-9457. Inventive Intellect.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 FM, Guardian Radio. My name is Calhoun Ankusa-Ra, sitting in for Juan McCartney today. On a Friday, as some people would say, all day is Friday, and we thank you for tuning in to today's show. We've been talking about Father's Day from a different perspective, more so from an aspect of family, and just really engaging a conversation that needs to consistently be had in the country with regard to helping families. You know, Father's Day and Mother's Day are more meaningful when our families are not hurting the way that they are. You know, there are situations where a mother and a father may not work out. You know, my parents got divorced, but they continued to raise us. You know, I think that's important. A family doesn't necessarily have to be what ideally we want it to be. You know, sometimes families don't work out exactly the way we plan, but we can still find ways to work together to make sure that the children are being raised. We can still be respectful to each other, even if we've chosen not to remain in the marriage together. And so all of these conversations are so important to have on a daily basis, really. It's good that we're highlighting Family Month next month. And then, of course, the week of July 25th to the 31st, there's going to be a lot centering around the family. But it's just important that we also say that we need funding and policies from government and or private agencies for family capacity building. If we recognize that we do have a serious issue in this country, we can't just talk about it. We have to fund the solutions that are out here. We have a lot of great ideas, but we need the funding to implement those ideas. And so I just wanted to put that out there. Before we go to our next call, I got a text here. It says, "Hey, Uncle, what do I have to do to change my last name to X? I'm ready to move on from my slave name." Well, you know, the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah is one of the places you can come to learn more about yourself. There are other organizations out here that are doing similar work.
But I'll say this, you know, for me personally, I didn't change my last name to X. I found a way to add on to my name. Each part of my name speaks to an aspect of the legacy that my family has had to go through. And so, you know, I didn't remove Aeneas, even though that's not the original name of my ancestors. I recognize that that's one of the things that we went through, and then we continue to move. You know, so Uncle Sarah is just one of my names. We got many names that's been added on to Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III. But I think, again, the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah and other organizations, like-minded organizations, that can bring you an awareness of who and what you are, you need to seek those organizations out. Let's run back to the phone lines before we get one last word from Dr. Francis Cresswellton. Caller, you are on The Revolution here on 96.9 FM.
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Junior.
Yes, sir. Mr. Sparky, how you doing, man?
I hope you don't mind me calling on
I love show. It. I love it, man.
Because, we're talking about men and fathers and so forth.
Yes, sir.
And I must say this at this particular time, because on this particular show, somebody just mentioned to me, said, you know, I wish one day you and Walt McCarthy could get back together like men, you know?
Mm.
And I said to myself, I said, look here, men are different. Women will be angry with one another for years and years and years. Men seem to have an argument, then tell the bartender, hey, but buy this guy another beer, and then forget it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of that.
Yeah.
But men, if somebody makes you angry one day, and you can't take it as a man, and you bar the person off of your show for life.
Wow, boy.
I say, hey, man, how could you go around talking about forgiveness? Because I think, you know, in the Bible, I think Jesus mentioned to somebody, how can you love something which you cannot see?
Mm.
How can you love something which you cannot see in reference to God,
right,
who you cannot see?
Mm-hmm.
But you could hate a man on earth which you could see.
Mm.
You understand? When are you going to get to the point to say, hey, forgive me? You know, hey, Sparky, what's about this barring you off a talk show for life?
So, Sparky, let me say this, though. Forgiveness comes also with repentance.
Yeah.
So,
but you know what I'm saying? This is a time for men on Father's Day. So I am 71 years old. Mr. McCartney went to school with my daughter at Kingsway.
Mm-hmm.
With that age gap, when they say respect your elders and so forth, if I ever did the young man anything to make him hate me or bar me for life, I would be the first one to bow down, hold his hand and say, brother, I'm sorry. Have a happy Father's Day to all of the men in this country, all of the men that are visiting us country, whether they're legal or illegal, to all the fathers on earth, happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much, and I pray that Juan is listening and hears you making that plea to him, and we'll see where it goes from there. But there's so much more that we definitely can discuss on Father's Day, on fatherhood, on motherhood. Dr. Francis Cresswellton is a lady who, a noble lady, who wanted us to understand that when a mother and a father are looking at the same problem, which in the case of her book, the ISIS papers, was racism, white supremacy, or the global caste system that is called slavery today, when we focus on the same problems, we stay closer together in the family. And so the conversation is sometimes uncomfortable to have, but I don't think it's any more uncomfortable than turning on the news and hearing that another young person or old person has been killed, or that we see people sleeping in cars, or that we know that there are hungry people every day going to bed or waking up and going to work and school without food, and that people are struggling. And, you know, we got to be honest with ourselves, and whether your struggle is financial or emotional or mental or spiritual, we are all facing some type of struggle. And so we just want to say, have the conversations. Thank you again, Brother Juan McCartney, for allowing the Holy Coptic Church and myself, Kahun Uncle Sarah, for being here today. And thank you all for listening. Have a great, great Friday. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. I'm out. Namaste.